Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hear the word of the Lord, both from our Old Testament lesson and the Gospel lesson. You will be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. You will be perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect. So are those words a threat, or are those words a promise? Are they marching orders, or are they a guarantee? Are they something that we are to do, or something that God in Christ has done? Are they law or gospel? You will be holy. Holy. Not pretty good or basically decent, but holy in the way that the Lord your God is holy. You will be perfect. Perfect. Not trying hard. Not making good progress. Not 97 on a scale of 100. Perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Now, these are the kingdom standards. Are you able to rise up and meet them? Jesus' last two, but I say to you, sayings, should put that notion to rest for good. You heard it said, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. It was the law of retaliation. It wasn't, as some suppose and still do today, that it entitled you to your pound of flesh. But it set a limit on retaliation. You could not exact more than what was taken from you. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You could take your pound of flesh, but not an ounce more. Retaliation could not become revenge. You were not entitled to escalate a conflict. Well, that's all well and good, but Jesus takes it to a whole new level. Don't even take what you're entitled to. Don't even resist one who is evil. If someone slaps you on the cheek, which was an incredible insult in Jesus' day, offer him the other one as well. If someone tries to sue the shirt off your back, give him your coat as well. If someone forces you to walk a mile, walk two. Give to beggar and borrower alike. Oh, and be holy as the Lord your God is holy, and perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. How is that holiness thing going? How are you doing on your perfection program? Maybe 60 out of 100, perhaps 80? When someone cuts you off on Hall Road, you just let them in with a smile, right? When someone strikes you, you offer no resistance. Rather, you invite them to strike you on the other cheek as well. You'd certainly offer to settle for someone who is suing you for twice what they are suing you for. You're always willing to go out of your way for someone, and beggars and borrowers alike find something with you, don't they? Be holy as the Lord your God is holy. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Jesus offered his cheek to his smiters, his back to those who whipped him. Jesus carried his cross down the lonely road of sorrows. He walked the extra mile with his enemies. He gave his tunic to those who gambled for it. He took no revenge on those who falsely accused him. Instead, he prayed for them. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. He gave to those that begged of him. He still does. He is holy as the Lord is holy. He is perfect as his Father in heaven is perfect. You've heard it say, love your neighbor and hate your enemy, which seems terribly reasonable and doable. Love those who are close to you, your family, your countrymen, your community, and hate your enemy, those who would enslave you or persecute you. In fact, if you have a chance, kill them. They're your enemy, after all. They deserve to die. In fact, we always demonize the enemy. That's what we always do in war. We give our enemy names, we demonize him and make him less than human. It's easier to justify killing him that way. Now again, Jesus takes things to a whole different level with his, "But I say to you, love our enemies." That's right, love your enemies. Love those who oppose you and want you out of their way. Love them. Pray for your persecutors. Don't be like the world that loves the friend and hates the enemy. Be like your Father in heaven, who causes the sun to rise on good and evil, on his friends and foes, who sends rain on the just and the unjust, on saint and sinner alike. Even more than that, who sent his Son to take away the sin of the world, to redeem and justify the world in his own death, who came to save sinners and to die for the ungodly. Love your haters. Pray for your persecutors. Go beyond the circle of those who like you and praise you and affirm you to those who despise you, to those who slap you in your face, steal from you. And when you go that extra mile with your enemy, then you are venturing into Jesus' territory, the wilderness, where love is for the loveless, mercy is for the merciless, redemption for the unredeemable, salvation for the unsalvageable. And it is here that you will find just how deep the corruption of sin goes and how high the demands of the law are. Step by step, law by law, iota by dot, Jesus has raised the bar of the law to insurmountable heights, from murder and divorce and adultery of the heart to love for the enemy and the second cheek to one who would smack you in the face. Be holy as the Lord your God is holy. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Not pretty good and trying really hard, but holy and perfect. The law cannot get you there. The law can hold up the standard, but it can't help you meet it. It can raise the bar, but it can't lift you over. It can hold out the hope of life with God, but it can only deliver you dead at his doorstep. Were you a sinless saint, this law would be automatic. And you would do it without thought or struggle. You would do it as naturally as breathing. You would automatically turn the other cheek. You would automatically walk the extra mile. You would automatically give to beggar and borrower. You would automatically love your enemy and pray for your persecutor. You would be Adam before the fall. You would be the image of God who made you. You would be holy as the Lord your God is holy. You would be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. You would be his Son. His Son. There is one who is holy as the Lord our God. There is one who is perfect as his Father in heaven. There is one man who embodies all men, who does the law down to the least iota and the smallest dot of detail. He loves his enemies. He prays for his persecutors. He gives his cheeks to those who slap him. He carries his cross the extra mile. He dies for his enemies. In order to do this law and live up to Jesus's, "But I say to you, you must be the sinless Son of God," and there's only one of those. No other human being in the history of this world lived this law. No other person, no matter how holy and no matter how perfect in the eyes of men, lived up to the standards that Jesus sets here in the Word of God. And guess what? Close just doesn't count. And trying really, really hard doesn't cut it. For forgiveness is not making up the difference after you've tried the best you could. James states it very plainly. Whoever is guilty in one point of the law is guilty of the whole law. Whoever is guilty in one point of the law is guilty of the whole law. The law cannot be cut into little pieces. It's all or it's nothing. It's death or life. It's curse or blessing. It's hell or heaven. And Jesus came to do the law. Jesus left his Father's glory. He emptied himself of all the perks and all the privileges of being the eternal Son of God. And he took up our humanity. He took up our flesh and blood. And he humbled himself and he became obedient to his own law. And he did it perfectly. And he did it perfectly, and it killed him. For the law always kills. It killed Jesus. I know we can talk about the agents and the instruments of his death, the Sanhedrin and Pontius Pilate and others who conspired against him. But underneath it all, is the law that always accuses, always demands, and always kills. For the wages of sin is death, and the power of sin to kill is the law. And Jesus became sin for us so that the law would kill him. And sin was put to death in his flesh in your place. And the law still kills. And it kills you. And it kills me. For sin must be put to death. But dear brothers and sisters in Christ, fortunately, the law is not the last word. Christ is. And the law brings you to Christ. And it brings you and me to Christ not as a living saint, but as a dead sinner. And the law takes you and it deposits you dead at the feet of Jesus. Just where you need to be and just where I need to be. Just where every sinner needs to be. Dead at the feet of Jesus. You were dead in your trespass and sin, but God made you alive in Christ Jesus. He became sin for us who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The law drops us dead at the feet of Jesus so that Jesus can raise us from the dead. And in raising us, Jesus does two things. In raising us, Jesus does two things for us. First, he forgives. First, he forgives. He has taken your sin from you. He has taken all of your sin from you, and he has placed it as far as the east is from the west. He has buried every infraction of the law. All of your murders, all of your adulterers, all of your divorces, all of your anger, all of your resentment and bitterness, all of your failure to love the enemy and give to the beggar, you are forgiven in Christ. He has washed you in his blood. He has buried you in his death. You are baptized and you are a reborn child of God. And the second thing he gives you is something that you don't have. He gives you his holiness. He gives you his righteousness. He gives you his perfection under the law. They're all yours in him. For in him you are holy. In him you are righteous. In him you are innocent, and in him you are blameless and perfect. Not in yourself, but in Christ you are these things. For he takes the law into his own hands, and he gives it to you as a fulfilled gift. And he is your holiness, and he is your righteousness, and he is your innocence and perfection under the law. So day by day, as we live in this fallen world with our sinful flesh, and that devil and the world and our conscience accuses us with the law, and it says to us, look at you. Look at you. How can you call yourself a child of God? You hide behind Jesus in your baptism, and you say with a large catechism, nevertheless, I am baptized. And if I am baptized, I have the promise that I shall be saved and have eternal life, both in soul and body. He was made sin for us who knew no sin, so that in him you and I might become the righteousness of God. Today, in Christ, you are holy as the Lord your God is holy. And today, in Christ, you are perfect as the Father in heaven is perfect. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.